Welcome to the Beyond Key podcast. Thank you very much for joining us here today. This is a small clip from the cloud computing webinar. Definitely enjoy this little clip about comparing Amazon Web Services versus Microsoft Azure. It's a great way to understand the two different services. And if you're interested in learning more about how to use cloud computing for your organization, definitely go to beyondkey.com/cloud computing webinar. Here's the podcast. What we're really going to be focusing on today are the two largest cloud platforms. Now, there are other platforms out there, but these are the two big ones, the ones that have the most staying power and the ones that are probably best for your organization to make sure you're able to get what you need to achieve done. The first one is Microsoft Azure. Microsoft Azure is part of Microsoft's Intelligent Cloud division. Now, Microsoft Azure had a 23% growth rate last year because of the fact that everything that happened with COVID, obviously people were starting to go more remote. And as people went more remote, they decided, hey, let's go through Microsoft because of the fact that it easily connects with the rest of the Microsoft ecosystem. So as people were starting to work remotely, what they started to find out was it's really easy to have Microsoft Azure because if you're using Office 365 or Microsoft 365, if you want to connect those Word documents, you want to be able to make sure everything works and integrates properly. That's part of the reason why they grew so fast last year and why they now have a 20% market share in the cloud computing market. Furthermore, the second player that we're going to be talking about today is Amazon Web Service. They are the global leader in cloud computing with a 32% marketing share. They have a network right now in over 190 nations with over 1 million active clients. They have been doing cloud computing for well over a decade, and they have a lot of experience in this. And part of the beauty of being able to use these two services is that you have a lot of experience and you have a lot of power behind these two companies to make sure that you have a safe and secure system. Remember, these organizations, the reason why you were talking about them, they spend billions, not millions, billions of dollars every single year on their cloud computing networks to make sure it's safe and secure for your organization to use and that you get the best cloud computing experience.